It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to? The fact of the matter is, he is putting together he's playing fine. You know, I would say he's playing some pretty decent football, maybe not really good or great, but I would say decent to good for the most part. Your team is 4-2. Like, they're not really struggling to get along here. If they were 1-5 or 2-4, I think much different situation. They don't really like need a spark to get things going.
Here's my question for you guys too, and you can call in and give us your thoughts at 412-928-9370. If the Steelers are going to Russell Wilson, and it looks like they are, how long is his leash? Because Tomlin said on Tuesday that the reason why he's going to go to Russell Wilson is because Justin Fields has played really good, but really good isn't great. So by that logic, it's an extremely high standard for whatever quarterback is in Mike Tomlin's offense. If Russell Wilson is just really good and isn't great, then he should get benched too. Right?
I think it was pretty convenient for Mike to say that about Justin Fields. I think a guy with a much longer resume, which Russell Wilson does have, regardless of the player he is today, is going to influence Mike.
But I would think that actually in that situation, the bar would be lower for Fields than it would be for Wilson because of the age gap. You should be more tolerant, or you should be more patient with somebody who you might have a longer relationship with than someone that's on a 1-year contract and is 35 years old. If Russell Wilson is just really good and really good is good enough, then why extend it? Why play him longer?
Because that was an answer given specifically to pave the way for Russell Wilson to start.
So he doesn't actually believe that. He's just saying that because it's a way of trying to...
He's admitted before that he lies to us.
So that's your BS meter was going off when he said
beep,
that.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep.
But okay, so then... But
here's what it should be. Do you want to know what it should be? Isn't that what you're really asking me? What should Russell Wilson's leash be here? 2 games till the bye week. You get the Jets game, you get the Giants game. And then guess what? Here's the thing. They always say we make our big adjustments. We take global stock of where we're at on the bye week. If Russell Wilson plays 2 pretty mediocre games, even if you win one or both of them because maybe your defense shows out, back to the bench. Seriously.
I don't disagree with you.
You held Fields to a higher standard than that.
Right.
Say Russell Wilson throws 1 touchdown and 1 interception in a... I'll just go with a 1-1. 1-1 makes it easy. 0-2 makes it a snap. Say they go 2-0, though, and just win 2 classic Tomlin ugly slugfests.
Yep.
16-13 over the Jets, and then a 20-16 game against the Giants that sets organized football back 10 years.
It looks like the Steelers-Dolphins mudball
game. Yes, just 2 crap games. Then you should go right back to Justin Fields.
I don't think he would, though.
No, of course he wouldn't, because there's been a different standard put in play from the start here, which explains everything. Tomlin might like Justin Fields. It's the old bit about like, oh, I would date her, I wouldn't marry her kind of thing. For him, like, Russell Wilson seems to be football marriage material. And he's held each guy to that standard.
But his football shelf life is shorter because of how old he is. So that doesn't really make sense.
Maybe it's like Anna Nicole Smith marrying all those old dudes back in the day.
What happened to her? Is she
dead?
She's
been dead for a long time. Yeah.
Almost 20 years late on that Pony.
The Anna Nicole Smith party ended a while ago.
She had a very brief run, and then she got on that show, and something was broken inside her, was it drugs?
Her whole story is just kind of messed up.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not great.
Have they done any documentaries on it?
I think they actually
have.
There
is one. Yeah,
have you seen it?
Either Netflix or HBO.
Good watch?
sad watch, right, Donnie?
I mean, why
it's pretty sad.
Why did she marry the old guy? Just for the money?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. Well, which did you also know? I forget what the guy's name was. I mean, he pulled the fast one on her.
He really wasn't rich?
No, he was, but she didn't get anything.
Yeah. J. Howard Marshall.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this guy said, hey, check these boots out for size. You got nothing.
Wait a minute. I don't. I think it was his family that did that, Donnie.
Oh.
After that guy died, I'm pretty sure it was. Her case went all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yep. Holy crap.
The Supreme Court.
Man, you're telling me stuff about Anna Nicole Smith I never thought I'd learn today. Was she ever in Playboy?
Yes. I mean, the literal picture when you Google her is her with Hugh Hefner.
How does it look?
She's dressed as Marilyn Monroe when she's like in her early 20s, Pony.
So you were a fan then?
How do you think it looks?
412-928-9370. Here's Aaron on the fan. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I agree with you, Pony. Tomlin going to Wilson is idiotic because the harsh reality is this isn't a Super Bowl team. Russell Wilson doesn't magically make them a Super Bowl team, so it's just a waste of time. Their focus should be finding that next franchise quarterback. They need to look long-term. Wilson's not going to be that guy given his age. Justin Fields maybe could be that guy, so they should just find that out.
Yeah, I think some of our callers are just on a different timeline than me. Some of our listeners are. Some of our listeners, I think, are already at the point where they're like, yep, Justin Fields isn't the guy. Let's see what we have in Russell Wilson. I'm not there yet. I would say Justin Fields overall as a quarterback through the first six games, if I'm doing the PM team professor's bit for six games and not just game by game,
yep.
I probably give him like a B to maybe a B minus somewhere in there. Probably solid B.
If you want to grade him
probably
with like
a B.
Recency bias, you can say B minus, but then I have to remind everybody, a C is average, so a B minus by definition is better than average.
Like, if you took Russell, and I know you can't actually do this, but if Russell Wilson retired and he wasn't here, and we had Justin Fields and we had Kyle Allen as the backup quarterback who went in and threw a ball over the middle and overall resume is that of a backup quarterback, not good. Would we still have fans right now saying, we got to make a change, even though this guy might stink. Justin Fields ain't it. Tomlin wouldn't.
So there was just Kyle Allen and Justin Fields.
Yes, Tomlin would not go to Kyle Allen in that situation. But do you think fans would be so disappointed and upset?
So otherwise,
with the way
it's
Fields
the same. And Fields has only been here for six games. This is your first exposure to him.
Yes.
No, I think fans would say, you know what? Here, you know what we'd be getting a ton of. He doesn't look that much different from Kenny Pickett or something like that, but that's not true because he's already accounted for 10 touchdowns in six games.
Right.
And so, because I've seen that one float around and it's just fundamentally not the case. No, I think people would say, like what I've said, I think I feel confident in my stance here. He has looked worse in the passing game lately, but not so inept that I am ready to just pull the plug on this.
The other thing that I think is hilarious about this decision is we have fought wars with callers for years about the way shows sound after the Steelers win games. How many times have you or I been called out on the carpet by some listener for saying,
Jeff in South Park has made it his whole thing to say, Mueller, you'll bitch about anything.
They just won.
Yes.
Why do you not sound happier about that?
Right.
And now the coach of the team
is taking
after
that
a 19-point win is making a gigantic change to his roster in lineup. Oh, well, wait, actually, he's not. Sorry, my bad, he's not. He always had Russell Wilson as the starting cornerback, so he's not actually making a change. He's just putting the healthy player.
You're laughing at that, but I want to be very clear about something. For people that want to understand the team's perspective, or specifically the head coaches, what Pony said with his tongue practically ripping through his cheek
is how
Mike actually feels. It has gone, he has handled it, and he has...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Intended to handle.
Time to talk to 93.7thefan.com Steelers insider and our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. It's called the Hawk Report. Mark Cabali, who also is employed by us on a part-time basis, in addition to making huge money with Pat McAfee, tweeted the following 2 hours ago. Somebody looked really sharp today at Steelers practice. It's unfortunate that I'm not allowed to name names. Jeff, do you agree with that?
I mean, Corliss Waitman was really good today. I can't say that. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Now, this person, that what Mark meant was that person was very well-dressed, correct?
Yeah, very sharp-dressed man. Very sharp-dressed man. Listen, Dan Moore confirmed it. I mean, Russ worked with the first team today, and...
To be clear, this wasn't split duty. This was Russ worked with the first team, right? When Dan Moore says that, we can infer that, correct?
Russ worked with the first team.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Did anybody ask if Justin Fields worked with the first team?
No. That
would anybody you know, have? Would anybody had, have that, wanted to ask
yeah,
that?
Yeah, would they have wanted to ask that question? Correct.
I think that gives
Jeff,
us our answer.
Yeah, I think this is like Chappelle's show. He pleads the fifth.
Yeah, Russ. Russ worked with the first team.
What do you make of this decision, Jeff?
Well, you know, let's go back to the beginning. Mm-hmm. Russ was the pole position quarterback. He was going to be the starting quarterback all through the offseason. These guys worked with him as if he was going to be the starting quarterback, suffered that injury early in camp. Then he came back and worked first team, never really left, was always around, but then worked back at first team, and then had the reaggravation of the calf. I think there are guys in that room that feel for Russ, that could understand being in that situation and how tough that would be. So I think there's a number of players that are like, hey, this guy deserves a shot. Let's see what this guy could do. I don't think it's – people might think, oh, there's a mutiny. They're 4-2. They like Justin, but I think there's a lot of them that kind of feel for Russ and understand why he's going to get an opportunity.
Jeff, the player who looked sharp today – is that as sharp as anyone at that position has looked at a practice in your recollection this year? Was it notably sharp compared to other people at that position?
I don't know if I'd go that far. I would go that far.
I'm trying to suss out here. No, hold on, Pony. I'm trying to suss out here if this is Cabali trolling people or if it's actually like a true reflection of, hey, this guy looked unusually crisp and like people should get off his back. He looks like he's going to prove people wrong if I could go, you know, going by this practice performance. That's what I'm meaning here.
Well, I think Mark is kind of in the give Russ a chance camp and that, you know, Russ could be a better offense under Russ camp. None of us really know. I mean, we've seen things in practice, but we haven't seen it in a game situation. Now that you've got a different center starting
the guy,
this game.
Yes, the guy who shall not be named who looked sharp today in practice. In practice, what does he do that the other guy doesn't do that would have anyone say, okay, it will make the offense better moving forward?
I don't really know that there's anything that where you're just like, wow, this is different. Like at times over the last two decades where Ben wouldn't practice and then the next day Ben would and you're like, oh, okay, this is different. I wouldn't characterize it as that. I mean, they're each a little unique in their skill sets, but I don't look at it and say, oh my goodness, this is far and above better than what we've seen.
What do you think the leash is on Russell Wilson?
Well, I think he gets a whole game, at least, if not a couple. I just don't foresee him having a bad game and then them switching. I mean, it's what makes this thing tricky, because what if he's working through a couple of things and now all of a sudden they're 4-4? Then do you feel like, man, if we just – I mean, that's where this could be a problem. If they continue to roll, they beat New York – either of the New York games. I mean, you feel like this train is still rolling, and that was a good decision. Where it creates a problem is if you were to lose one or two of these games with a different quarterback, that's when the speculation really kicks in.
Do you think this closes the door on Justin Fields as a Steelers starter in any kind of long-term capacity?
That's up to Russ, at least for this year. Are you talking about beyond this year?
Yeah, I'm talking about overall, like as in, I'll just say what I'll
no,
put
I don't.
Pony's words out there. He said if they thought he was the better option and thought he could do it, they would never have gone away from him. And that means they probably don't think he's good enough in the long term.
I don't think this closes the door in the future because the season's not over. I mean, who knows what might happen? There could be a re-aggravation of the calf in the first quarter, and it all changes. I get what you're saying, and that makes a lot of sense. But I think in this circumstance, there's still a lot of season that has to play out before I would go so far as to say that, you know, he wouldn't return or he wouldn't look at this as an option.
Jeff, the Najee Harris situation, he didn't practice today. Is that a concern?
Yeah, it's a ribs injury. I mean, he hasn't practiced many Wednesdays.
Okay.
Just kind of a vet's day off. So we'll kind of see more tomorrow. I'm not going to read too much into it right now, even though they didn't put rest. They put ribs as a designation. Let's see what he's able to do tomorrow, and then I'll think more about that. Good thing is, you know, a guy like Jaylen Warren isn't even on the injury report anymore. So you're feeling a little better about that position. And if Patterson's able to work himself back here in the next couple of weeks, they're going to be full go again.
Jeff, speaking of Warren, I mean, did you feel like he played in the last game and was just not himself? How did you feel about what you actually saw on the field when he was out there?
Rust is what I thought I saw on the field. I mean, there are a couple of times where it just wasn't there for him. Rust maybe trying to do a little too much because he was so amped up. And then, you know, he didn't get more opportunities because Najee was running the ball well. You know, he credited all 11 for making that, and that is true. But Najee had a really good game, and he showed up. He balled out. And, you know, by the parts of the second half of that game, when it was still competitive or still a closer game, there's no reason to make a change there.
Give us something that we have not hit on yet that you think is an important development with the Steelers.
Well, I think what's going to happen at center. I mean, Ryan McCollum started a game for Detroit, but that was 3 years ago. He's been on the practice squad for 2 years. What's he gonna do when he gets into this game against a good Jets defense? I think that, to me, I mean, guys have talked about it, about helping him out and how he's been around and he's going to handle that position. Looks like it's going to be a new quarterback. You've got a new center. What's McCollum going to do? And the other thing I would quickly say is Alex Highsmith told me today he feels very, very optimistic about playing on Sunday. That obviously would be good news.
Last one. Percentage chance Russell Wilson starts at quarterback, over under 90%.
After today's practice, over 90%.
Thank you. Jeff Hathorn with us, the Hawk Report. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, boys.
The gymnastics we have to play here, the Simone Biles
You're
moves.
So much better at it than I am. I always think I'm asking it the right way, but then it just comes out garbled.
Donnie, it's Fort Knox over there when we're trying to figure out
what we're talking about.
Is this a rule? Does everybody in every city have to deal with this?
It's just so frustrating.
I'm serious. Like in Cleveland, do they have to deal with this?
I don't know.
In Baltimore?
I don't know.
How much of it's league rules? How much of it's Steelers rules?
Maybe their teams and fans are not as obsessed with what goes on at practice as Steelers fans, but I just never hear such strained back and forth between hosts and reporters as I do here.
I guess we owe Dan Moore a debt of gratitude here.
All rise.
Hold on.
Hold on. I got to stand up here. Crap.
Make sure you don't break those headphones.
I was doing those squats today at the gym.
Yeah, now you're in bad shape.
The thing is like a...
The collar?
Contraption that collar, yeah.
Oh, so that's like a safety squat.
But they are really big on... Don't let those heels
come off the ground.
Don't let those heels get off the ground.
You don't lift through the balls of your feet. You drop your butt down into your heels, and then you push off and explode through your heels.
Drop that butt down.
Come right up.
You got to go past parallel, Chalooch.
Yeah.
Donnie, they're putting, like, the squat condom on there, though, for him. Your Honor, they're putting the squat condom on there for him. He can't keep doing that. That's what people used. Donnie, did anyone ever call it that?
No, we never did. You mean like the little cushion thing,
yeah,
right?
Well, they got more on there for him than that, but that's what people used to call it back when I actually like sort of lifted. People would say that was like the wussy way. You had to go after it just with the bar.
Oh, you got to go raw bar.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Maximum of 2 minutes for each of us to state our cases.
Yes. Donnie, yes. What are we arguing in court today?
In today's case is, will the Pitt Panthers make it to the ACC championship game? The prosecution has the floor.
Thank you, Judge. The Pitt Panthers will not make it to the ACC championship game. Those of you who haven't been paying attention might not realize that the ACC Atlantic and ACC Coastal divisions are no more. It is merely one giant blob of ACC, of Atlantic Coast football, that includes Cal, Stanford, and SMU, among others.
Did you see, by the way, Ben Tenuta?
You're cutting into my time already.
Our social media guy went around to drunk Pitt fans outside of their last game against Cal and asked them, what does ACC stand for?
I did see the video. I didn't click on it to see. Is it good? Is it worth the price of admission?
Yes.
Fine. You've just cost me 10 seconds of my time. Here is an ominous harbinger. Most teams that are 6-0 this late in the year are 6-0 by virtue of being pretty dominant over the opposition. And the fact remains that Pitt just has not been pretty dominant. They were trailing Cincinnati by 21 points, rallied to somehow win that game. They were trailing West Virginia by 10 points with under 4 minutes or about 4 minutes to go. They rallied to win that game. Sure, they obliterated Youngstown State and they smoked Kent State. You're supposed to do that. Pretty impressive win over North Carolina. Barely survived Cal, including a missed field goal of a makeable length. They've still got a good Syracuse team. I would say a better than good SMU team. Virginia, and then a really good Clemson team. They've also got Miami, who has an easier schedule on the way in. This really comes down to, even if you think Pitt can win all of its remaining games other than Clemson, do they beat Clemson or do they lose to the Clemson and then get help from Miami falling apart? I think Miami's a better team than Pitt, and I think Clemson is a better team than Pitt. And even though Eli Holstein has made it very fun to be a Pitt fan, I just don't think this team has enough and has shown enough that it can beat the powerhouse that it needs to get to the ACC title game.
Defense, your reply.
What is this, Bob Vila on this old house?
I felt like that was longer than 2 minutes.
It was 2 minutes exactly. You took 15 seconds of it.
Yes, I also gave our prosecution a few extra seconds there because he was interrupted in the middle.
Well, Pitt will end up in the ACC title game. Chris mentioned Miami multiple times. He failed to point out that Pitt doesn't play Miami. So they don't need to beat Miami. They just need to be one of the two teams that makes it.
But Miami has an easier schedule. That's why I mentioned them.
Oh, I didn't know that it was your time again to start talking.
You get two extra seconds.
Okay. Clemson and Miami are the only ranked teams in the ACC ahead of Pitt right now. Pitt is 20. Those two teams are ahead of them. They don't need to beat Miami to make it. They do have to play Clemson. The Clemson game is here. Before you panic and say, wait a minute, Clemson's 10 and Pitt's 20, I am here, Your Honor, to remind you that Clemson lost to Georgia 34-3. Georgia has not looked like world beaters this year. Okay, well, that's only one game. Clemson hasn't beaten a team with a winning record all year. They are ranked 10th because of their name and not their resume so far this year. The only other ranked team Pitt plays is at SMU. SMU is 0-1 against ranked teams this year, so they are capable of losing to good teams. And that game that they lost was at home to BYU. So if BYU can beat SMU in Dallas, I see no reason why Pitt can't. Pitt's offense is legit, folks. It's not a fraud. It's not smoke and mirrors. It's not the same conversations we're having about the Steelers' offense. They are averaging 40 points per game with one of the best quarterback running back tandems in America. Here are some other teams that are averaging 40 points per game this season. Miami, Ohio State, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss. Pitt is part of that club. Miami is going to the ACC championship game, and so is Pitt, because I see at most one more loss on their schedule. Your Honor, I don't need the rest of my time. I rest my case.
That's good, because you only had 5 seconds left. Yeah, wow, they're averaging 40 points a game, and they're averaging 65 points a game against Youngstown State and Kent State. Wow, cool. 64 points a game.
I didn't know that he was allowed more time to talk. We're not going to have
you him
disbarred
me
for
repeat
that.
It. You interrupted me repeatedly.
Yes, to share a lighthearted story, not to sink your argument.
Stand up and honor the judge's ruling and verdict here.
I was going to give each side one more minute if they had a final argument.
No, I don't need it. My argument stands the test of time.
All rise.
Well, wait a minute. Just because he doesn't want to use his other argument doesn't mean that I can't, Judge.
But what more were you going to rebuttal, sir?
He just said he doesn't need his whole 2 minutes. Why would he need an extra minute that you were giving him?
Fine.
Stand. All rise. We're actually standing, for anybody that's curious. We're out. We're in Monroeville. We're not even in the same room as Donnie. We're both standing up like idiots
here. I'm wearing underwear with shorts that I don't think I'm supposed to wear underwear with, and it's making it very difficult.
So wait, your shorts have a liner in them?
Yeah. Are you still supposed to wear underwear with them?
Are you? How are you a smart person that's this dumb?
So
the liner are the underwear.
I just don't trust it.
Trust it to do what?
I don't think that it's underwear quality. I don't know. Sorry, he needs order.
In the case of the Pitt Panthers making it to the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship game, they will make it to the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship game.
Filippone Esquire dominating Mulsey. Thank you, Judge.
Unreal. That's two of you realizing that we are the flagship home for Pitt Panthers football, and Pony positioning himself on the positive side of the argument, and Donnie knowing where his bread is buttered.
No, that's not true. The reason why I did it that way is because the first time we did this, I argued against the team, so I wanted to flip it this time.
Mm-hmm. Sure you did.
And I have not bribed Donnie. There's been no conversations about...
Well, I guess the proof will be in the pudding, though. If they make it, congratulations, boys, you're validated. If they miss, we'll have to have declared a mistrial here. Double jeopardy applies.
What do you mean?
Doesn't apply. I don't know. You'll just have to say I was wrong and an innocent man or a guilty man walked free.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.